Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's Monday, which means our friend Garrett Vogel is joining us from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Yes, I am, Rob Shooter. And you know what? My show is off today, but I decided to wake up super early on a day off just to be with
you're
you.
You're awfully kind. I didn't know you were off today. It's Martin Luther King Day, so I hope everybody is acknowledging that and celebrating it. We've got a great little show for you too. So if you've got 20 minutes today and want to escape into the world of celebrity gossip, you've found the right show. Hey, Garrett, do you know what time it is?
Yes, it is Rob Shooter tea time. Put some extra milk in mine. I'm ready to go.
Do you take sugar in yours? I never asked.
Yes and no, depending on the day. Like diabetes aside, because I'm a diabetic, I really try to stay away from the sugar, maybe like the fake sugar, but every once in a while you need that little kick in your
butt.
That's
smart. Well, hopefully you don't need a kick in your bottom this morning, although it is early. We do get up early to do these shows. How did your jab go? You got the coronavirus vaccine. Do you feel okay?
You know what it was like? Playing a game as a kid, you played that punch buggy game with your friends, and that's what your arm felt like for 2 days, pretty much. Like, that's what my arm felt like. On Friday night, I knocked out at like maybe 8 o'clock. It totally drained you. No side effects, you know. I'm not growing a third arm or anything like that. Phase one of two. The cool thing is, and Rob Shooter, I'm sure you will see this in due time when you get yours. The positivity in the room when you are getting it, of people going, telling the doctors and nurses and physician assistants, please, please, please let this work. I hope it works. I want my life back. Please.
Right.
Thank you.
Euphoric, isn't it? We've all been changing our lives so much for so many months. We want our lives back. So I'm glad you got it, my friend. Let's jump into some gossip. So Armie Hammer is secretly enjoying all this attention. It's actually making him feel like a star. So Armie allegedly had some DMs leaked, direct messages, and they seemed to show some very shocking sexual desires that repulsed pretty much the world. However, one person that they did not upset was Armie himself. Sources tell me for years, for decades, he has tried really hard to be an A-list star. He's never had a breakout role like a Clooney or a Brad Pitt or a Ben Affleck. So despite making dozens and dozens of movies, he's always been, in Hollywood particularly, that handsome guy. But people don't really remember his name. All that has changed now, and he's secretly enjoying all the attention. What do you think?
You're right, though. I mean, because the only movie that comes to mind is him playing two roles in the Facebook movie with Justin Timberlake when he played the Winklevoss twins. You know, outside of that, maybe a guest role that he had on Entourage where he played he played himself, actually. He did play himself, which is interesting. But it's so weird. Like, is he trying to lose a role? Why all of a sudden? You know, Joaquin Phoenix did this like crazy out of left field type, you know, personality thing one many years ago. Is he trying to do something like that? I don't get it. I don't get why all
Let
of a sudden.
Let me see if I can explain. So sources told me this level of attention is addictive for a narcissist. People feel the whole world talking about them is like a drug. This is why some celebrities believe that no publicity is bad publicity. A lot of people have said that he has a little bit of a God complex. He thinks he's a perfect, perfect person. And if you have a God complex and now the whole world is talking about you, it's a little bit addictive. Many, many celebrities go their entire career just being photographed on red carpets or at official events. Very few are actually the superstars that get stalked or chased by the press. Very few of them appear on the covers of newspapers or the weekly magazines. The Tiger Woods, the Kim Kardashians. Now he's in that level of Ben Affleck fame. And it's something...
For how long?
It's something that, even though it's not the right reason, I think we can all agree that, it is something that you love if you're a narcissist. Ooh.
Well, let me ask you, Rob Shooter, because as we know, you have worked with many of celebrities in your former publicist life, and what you just said was any press is good press. Do you believe that personally?
It depends who you are. So if you like attention, if you're a Jennifer Lopez, and goodness knows she's felt this level of fame. I've been with Jennifer where she was chased by 20 photographers. Jessica Simpson, when she was doing The Newlyweds, really enjoyed being on the cover of the weekly magazines every Wednesday. She would rush to the newsstands in LA to get a copy of Us Weekly. It was her sort of like... It was like a college newspaper. She loved it. Diddy, too. I worked for Diddy. Diddy loves attention. That's why he keeps changing his names. So some of them really enjoy it. Do I think Meryl Streep wants to be chased around? No. Does Kate Winslet? No. Do you know who gets this level of attention who doesn't want it? Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer doesn't really like being on the cover of the weekly magazine. She doesn't. Jennifer doesn't really like being stalked around LA. And I think it's interesting. One of the reasons Jen was pulled into that world was not necessarily her choice. It was when Brad left and hooked up with Angelina. So had Jen married, I don't know, Matt Damon, we probably wouldn't think of Jen as the superstar that we do. So it is interesting. It appears now like J-Lo has changed her life, that she doesn't want to be chased around anymore. And I think she's made those decisions. So I'm not saying celebrities always consciously make these decisions, but often the ones that are on the covers of the magazines, the Kim Kardashians, those celebrities really try hard to be famous. This level of fame, goodness knows, Army is that guy at the moment, which brings us to our poll question of the day.
Yes.
Sources tell me Army is secretly enjoying all the attention. He finally feels like a star. Is all publicity good publicity? Yes or no? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow. Before we go on to the next item, I just thought of something that I think really explains this. We've all got that friend in our life who's always wanting to be the center of attention, even if it means they are badly behaving. We've all got that friend who's like a naughty puppy who pees on the carpet just to get attention. We think about it. Think of your friends now. Think of that one friend that you're still friends with. You don't know why you're friends with them. They're always doing something awful to get attention. That's what Army's going through. Hey, what are you working on, my friend?
All right, let's talk about The Bachelor, okay? And yes, it's mostly about a contestant, but it's about the hosted themselves right now. Chris Harrison, we all know him, of course. So right now they're in the middle of The Bachelor right now, and Chris Harrison actually, I guess, offended his core base by telling them to suck it. And let me explain why. So Ashley LaConte, if you remember her, she was on a few seasons ago, and then she did what every Bachelor and Bachelorette contestant did, appeared on the spinoff shows Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor Went to Games. She was on season 15 originally. So it's one of those things. I personally would be one of those Bachelor Nation people that Chris Harrison would tell to suck it, because I'm not a fan of people trying to like hang on to those last few moments of fame through The Bachelor. Now, if Ashley was, you know, out and she was a correspondent on Good Morning America and she was on the red carpet and she was doing like real work, she's on a dating show. Like, so Chris Harrison announced that that Ashley was coming on this season to kind of just be an advisor, you know, and fans were like, I don't know, you know, why is she holding on to those last few minutes? I guess her podcast wasn't enough. No, you know, hey, I think we're doing better than Ashley's podcast. Just saying, well, I'm being naughty and nice. But here's what Chris said, pretty much. Hey, Nikki, suck it. We specifically asked my friend to be on the show. She was gracious enough to quarantine and join us, which was very nice of her, but go troll somewhere else, por favor. So
I like this. Do you defend people that you work with? Are you ever frightened of turning off your audience, your fan base, people that support you? It's a very tricky question, isn't it, when you think of it like that? Taylor Swift did this recently with her views on Donald Trump and the election. She was very, very outspoken. Surprisingly so, for somebody from the country world.
Yeah, no, you stick up for your family and friends. This is a little bit different in a sense where you're on TV once a week. And the whole idea is people that you've never seen before all coming together, falling in love. Like, what does Ashley do to add to this season? You know what I mean? How does Ashley help Matt, aside from her podcast and being on the show and then playing in a bunch of games and hooking up with people? You know what I mean? It's she has a tie to the show being that she was on the show, but she isn't a part of the show. You know what I mean?
She wasn't invited back. Like, they did invite her. So I like that he's telling that truth, that she didn't just get up one day and beg to come back. They called her and she was like, you know what? They're going to pay me. I like being on TV. I don't mind it. I think the one that I'd be worried about, actually, is there's rumors that Chris himself is in trouble. We've talked about it on this show, that he could be what they're calling inside ABC, tired, which means the next Tom Bergeron. Remember when Tom was blindsided and Tyra turned up and you're out and Tyra's in?
Is Tyra going to take over
The
Bachelor?
I think what they're saying is that they might get a person of color, might get some diversity on that show. They might get a woman. The world has changed since that show started 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. The dating world has changed, and certainly the Me Too movement has changed an enormous amount, and Black Lives Matter. Some people are arguing that maybe it's time to shake it up. I know. Chris, can you imagine? Chris, the Bachelorette, Chris. Moving on. So talking about blasting trolls, J-Lo is fighting back too. J-Lo put up a beautiful video of her plugging basically her new skincare line. She's no fool. If Jennifer's going to put up a 2-minute video and make the effort to film it, it's going to plug something. So she's selling.
Oh, yeah. She's pushing product.
And she's washing her face and she's claiming that her fabulous looks are because she washes with this certain soap that she's just invented. So she wasn't washing with it like 2 years ago. It was just quite recently because it's only just been invented. I want to know what she's been using for the last 20 years. And that's called DNA. In any case, somebody...
Well, you know this too. I mean, you've worked with J-Lo. So your time there, it wasn't like you were driving her to go get Botox. You would
know.
She
doesn't do Botox. So somebody claimed that she had Botox. Jen snapped back saying, no, I didn't. But then she said something really, really amazing. And she said, I'll give you another J-Lo beauty secret. Try spending your time being more positive, kind and uplifting to others. That will keep you youthful and beautiful too. Send in love. Do you think being nice, being positive keeps you young?
Well, I don't know. But does it make you feel better? Probably.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I do know some really mean people who don't age, and I think it's their nastiness that keeps them so young. Like, they just...
No, that's Botox. That's Botox.
What do you think about Botox? Have you ever done it, Garrett? Ever thought about it?
No, I haven't. The whole idea of taking it and putting a needle to your forehead just to have straight lines, that's just me. Like, I'm not knocking it, but for me, I just can't see myself putting a needle to my forehead.
You don't feel it. I did it in my forehead, so I've done it once many years ago, about 5 years ago.
How long does it last?
Probably about 4 or 5 months, and then you probably should go back after that. I didn't go back, and my lines are back in my forehead. You know, I think I liked it. It was free, so a doctor gave it to me for free. And then I was with Jessica Simpson in LA when she got her lips done. Remember when Jessica had those big, enormous lips?
Oh,
and she offered to do mine. Jessica was like, as a treat, I'll pay, get yours, because I've got a very thin upper lip. And I was going to do it until she went first. She screamed so loud.
Oh, again, like the idea of a needle going into your lips and what's
you
going...
Coronavirus shot, Garrett. That's the only needle that needs to go in you. What's happening with Blake Shelton?
That was
I love him.
By the way, that was free, too. I didn't have to pay for that. So I don't know why I'm doing this story. You should do this story because, and I'll explain why in a second, Blake Shelton, getting ready to wed Gwen Stefani very soon, wants to lose some weight before the wedding, just like every bride and groom does in the world. So he wants to lose about 10 pounds. And
Interesting number.
Here's the thing, Rob Shooter. You should be giving him tips of how to lose some weight. It's the simplest thing. Or Blake Shelton has this big ass ranch out there, and I think he should do what you do. Just walk around.
Admire your kingdom, Blake. Goodness knows you've paid for it.
Blake said that he's very tall. Yes. So here's the thing. If you're very tall, you can carry the weight, obviously. So he's over 6 feet. He has to be like almost.
I met him. He's taller than me. I'm about 6'1", 6'2". So I got. He's got to be 6'3".
Yeah, 6'3". I'll put him between 6'3", 6'5". Very, very tall. And so he feels like he needs to lose 100 pounds. you know, he feels like he's gained it, just like all of us have during quarantine. But I don't think he needs to lose that much. But still, he could listen to you, Rob Shooter. You've lost 60 pounds.
He said something which I thought was great. He said he likes to say 10 pounds because that's doable. Don't tell anybody you're going to lose 100 pounds or 60 pounds. Don't even tell yourself that. Start with one. Everything starts with one. If you're going to write a book, you got to write a sentence. If you're going to run a marathon, you got to walk a few steps. So just start with 1 pound. So I think 10's very doable. Question for you, Garrett. You're in good shape. You're a handsome man. Before your wedding, did you think about your body shape? Did you think about losing weight?
Oh, of course. You did? For the one reason only is pictures. Ooh. You know, those pictures are there forever. So you want to try to at least look your best.
Maybe. I have a very, maybe unusual way of thinking about pictures. I've lost some weight, so I'm looking pretty good at the moment, but there was a time not so long ago, a couple of years ago, when I reached my peak weight. I think I was like about 240. And there's a picture, many pictures of me. I never shied away from pictures. I love a picture. I never shied away from pictures.
No.
My friend Theano in Greece. Hello, Theano. She listens to the show. Hello. Theano sent me a picture of the two of us, and we're having so much fun at a party. And she wrote the caption, "I wish I could remember this night. It looks so much fun." The fact I was heavier in the picture didn't upset me. I can look at old pictures. Like, I could look at my wedding pictures and not think about my weight. I'd be like, oh, what a lovely day. Does that make me kind of strange?
No, not at all. And let me say, not everyone's picture. Like, I don't care if you had a picture of me with four chins from my wedding, but like the main photo. I have the main photo from my wedding, like, hanging in my house.
Is it still up?
You know what I... Yeah, no, it's up above the fireplace.
Oh, I bet you look adorable. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty Benign Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our friend Garrett Vogel. Garrett, let's get to the polls. Official. Andy Cohen from Bravo aims to join the Sex and the City reboot. His best friends in real life with Sarah Jessica Parker. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Ooh, 63% said no, it's a bad idea. You don't want Andy on the show. What do you think? I think a cameo by Andy would be fun. He's been on it twice before.
On the street, Rob Shooter. That's where, like, passing on the street, like, maybe Carrie's walking, like, along a crosswalk, a very crowded crosswalk, everyone wearing masks, and Andy, like, Andy! And that's
He's been
it.
On twice before. He's been on as a shoe salesman at Barney's. Barney's is closed, so he's not going to reprise that role. He was also shirtless in a gay bar next to her, but he wasn't on as Andy Cohen. I'm told this season they're going to pepper it, scatter it with famous type New Yorkers. Garrett, should we get on?
Oh, of course. We should be able to get on via this podcast.
We should.
Where maybe we're talking about an article that Carrie just published, and or she's a guest on our podcast.
Oh, yes. And Carrie's talking about Sex and the City and dating. Would you do something like that if you got asked to be an extra on a show playing yourself?
Something
yes.
For one reason and one reason only, the outside of the bragging rights, maybe two reasons, because of course you would brag with something like that, just for that moment of history, you're a part of it.
I've been on The Real Housewives a couple of times, and people have taken screenshots of that. It airs on repeat forever. And then I also played myself in Days of Our Lives, the soap opera.
Oh.
I was in Salem, I know.
I was on a game show called Chain Reaction on the Game Show Network. It was about 10 years ago, and it happens to be one of those episodes that it comes on maybe every 4 months. So I get a screenshot from whether it be my grandmother to a random listener going, "Hey, is this you on the game show Chain Reaction?" Where you have to, like, fill in the words and, like, guess, and then we went to the final round. I won.
Congratulations. I don't know.
Yeah, so
my goal in life is to get Sex and the City. I want to be on The Price is Right. I know.
Oh, I love that. A little different right now. Like, watching it, it's not the same.
It'll be back, though.
Contestants already there, but
it'll
whatever.
Be back. Okay, let's do our nicest of the day.
Yes. All right. Well, I think all the Swifties out there they've known probably about this even before we do this story, Rob Shooter. But Taylor Swift and her I guess, boyfriend. We don't even know if it's fiance. Who knows at this point? Joe, she sees herself being with him for pretty much forever. You know, they've been together now for 4 years, and Taylor's gotten super, super comfortable about going out in public and letting fans in on the romance, but she's still protecting it. She's guarded. And we haven't really seen this in a relationship with Taylor Swift before, because she's usually just whatever the paparazzi get, that's what we get from Taylor Swift's relationship. So, you know, she loves Joe and she loves the relationship. She's not trying to hide it. She's even given him songwriting credit on her last album. So, you know, you got to think that this could lead to something more.
I think it's going to.
It sounds like a song.
It does. Congratulations, you two. You're adorable. And naughtiest of the day, Kelly Clarkson has revealed that celebrities were mean to her just after she won American Idol.
Give me
it's
names.
Really interesting. So Jennifer Love Hewitt was on her show, and Kelly stopped the show and reminded her, you won't remember this, but almost 20 years ago, we were on Idol and we were on a red carpet, and most celebrities were mean to us. I was on those carpets at that time, and people were not nice. Kelly said, people were mean to us because we were from a talent show, and it was the first season, and it was looked down upon. It's like if you go to a big celebrity event and a Real Housewife is there. They're not treated that well. Reality TV is still got like a very, very bad reputation, a stigma. Yeah. And so did Idol. I think a lot of celebrities were jealous, particularly that first year of Idol. It came out of nowhere. These kids were superstars.
Artist, yeah.
20, 30, 40 million people were watching. You know, a celebrity that's been working really, really hard for decades, singing in bad piano bars and learning my craft. And suddenly Kelly Clarkson comes along as a superstar. It has changed. Gareth, have you ever been mean to somebody because you were a bit jealous or you looked down upon what they did?
Probably back in high school, if I could remember. Like, I went to an all-boys school, so it was just, like, it wasn't really making, fun. Like, the atmosphere was different, you know? But I would probably say it went both ways in high school. I didn't go both ways in high school, but the way you treated people in high school was definitely different,
right.
I would say.
It's very interesting. I'm not a snob at all. It's one of the few qualities that's very good about me. I don't look up or down if you work at Gucci or Gap. I like you all the same, so I probably wouldn't have been mean to her. Jennifer Love Hewitt was really nice. God bless you. Naughtiest of the day. Naughty, those celebrities. Name the names, Kelly.
Yes.
And now,
yeah, I want names.
And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. So it doesn't matter why you're being kind. All that matters is you're actually doing some good. I remember before I got a green card, before I could work in America, I volunteered at Gay Men's Health Crisis. And I remember getting trained to answer the hotlines there. And a supervisor said he didn't care why we were there. We could be volunteering to make ourselves feel better, to meet cute guys. We could be volunteering so our friends thought we were better. He said, at the end of the day, it all leads to the same results. So don't worry about why you're being kind. Just do it and life gets better. Ooh.
That's great. No, honestly, just, yeah, think about it. Just don't think about it. That's the thing. Don't think about it. Just do it.
That's it for today. Hey, thank you, Gareth. I know it's your day off, so we really do appreciate it. And thank you for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Gareth show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review, and all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!